I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A report on impaired driving in Colorado indicates that men in their 20s accounted for nearly a third of all DUI cases in the state in 2016. The state analysis of the more than 27,000 DUI court cases shows young men were the largest group of defendants, despite the group representing about 8% of the state's population. The Environmental Protection Agency wrapped up a two-day forum in Colorado Springs yesterday, where representatives heard from people affected by chemical contamination in the Widefield Aquifer. The meeting was the third of four scheduled around the country in areas affected by groundwater contamination from a group of potentially toxic chemicals known as PFAS or PFCs. The chemicals are still technically unregulated despite evidence connecting them to certain cancers and other diseases. Tracy White with the Colorado Department of Public Health urged the EPA to develop enforceable standards for PFAS in drinking water.
We need regulatory infrastructure in order to, number one, compel investigation and cleanup, but also to promote a more consistent approach to addressing PFAS nationwide.
EPA officials said they're moving quickly to develop regulations for the chemicals, but couldn't give a timeline for any future rules. The Albemarle Foundation has granted $250,000 to help people in Colorado Springs and El Paso and Teller counties who were impacted by recent hail and flood damage. The grant applies to storms during July and August of this year. More information on eligibility can be found on the county's website. This is KRCC News.